This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Al-Shabaab militants launched an attack on an airbase used by the U.S. military supporting Somali forces. That's according to security sources on Monday. The militants detonated explosions from two car bombs at Balodogol Airport in Lower Shabelle region. Al-Shabaab issued a statement claiming responsibility for storming the base. The Associated Press reports the U.S. uses the base to launch drone attacks on Al-Shabaab targets. Meanwhile, a car bomb exploded in Mogadishu, the capital, targeting a military convoy near the Jael Siad Military Academy. According to Reuters, the explosion missed European Union peacekeepers but injured Somali civilians. Lawyers representing a whistleblower whose complaint has sparked an impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump are stressing the need to protect the person's identity. As the president says, he deserves to meet his accuser. Meanwhile, House Democrats want to hear from the person who filed the complaint. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told Democrats they need to strike while the iron is hot. That includes hearing from the whistleblower at the heart of impeachment proceedings against President Trump very soon. They will also hear from the inspector general who handled that complaint on Friday, according to a person who spoke on condition of anonymity. Three committees have scheduled depositions this week: intelligence, foreign affairs, and oversight and reform. Then findings from the investigation go to the House Judiciary Committee, which drafts the articles of impeachment. If the House votes to approve charges against Trump, the Republican-led Senate would then hold a trial. I'm Julie Walker.
More than 100 people have died in relentless monsoon rains in recent days in India. We have that full story for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong residents started cleaning up glass and debris in downtown on Monday after a weekend of violence between anti-government protesters and police. Reuters' Eve Johnson has more on what happened.
A battered and bruised Hong Kong rushed to clean up on Monday ahead of the October 1st National Day. It's Communist China's 70th birthday, and authorities here are eager to put their best face forward. But anti-government protesters have other ideas and plan to take to the streets. Their movement escalated over the weekend with some of the most violent clashes since demonstrations kicked off in June. Protesters threw petrol bombs and set fires, sometimes targeting government offices. Police responded with tear gas and water cannons. They even fired live ammunition, a so-called warning shot, to protect their own safety. Demonstrators are angry about what they see as Beijing's creeping control over the former British colony.
That was Reuters' Eve Johnson. A mass demonstration took place Sunday in Moscow, Russia, with protesters demanding the release of people who were jailed for participating in peaceful anti-government protests since July. At least 20,000 protesters crowded central Moscow. One of the chief organizers, Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, addressed the rally, which was granted a rare legal permit by authorities. More than 2,000 people have been jailed in recent months for participating in unsanctioned rallies. Here's one protest.
For me, it's very important that the rally is authorized because after July 27th, I am scared to attend any unauthorized events. But I think it's very important that our courts are just not like the courts cases we have had. I hope we can have influence.
Since July, protesters in Moscow have been demonstrating against the exclusion of opposition candidates from city assembly elections. Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah is claiming victory in Afghanistan's presidential election over Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. However, no official election results have been released. Election officials said that Abdullah's declaration is premature, as official results have yet to be announced. The preliminary results are not expected for a few weeks. Former Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz's Conservative Party has won the snap election he called when his government collapsed. With most of the votes counted, the People's Party won 37% of the vote. Kurz's government collapsed in May after a video emerged showing leaders of his coalition partner cozying up to Russian oligarchs. Clashes between two Turkish-backed rebel groups in the northwestern Syrian town of Afrin have left at least two fighters dead and about a dozen wounded, that according to reports on Sunday. That story is on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News. No.
B-O-O-F-A-1. All the hits and more. B-O-O-F-A-1.